There are everyday actions to help prevent the spread of respiratory diseases. Wash your hands. Avoid close contact with people who are sick. Avoid touching your eyes, nose, and mouth. Stay home when you are sick. Cover your cough or sneeze. Clean and disinfect frequently touched objects with household cleaning spray. For more information, visit cdc.gov/COVID-19. This message brought to you by the National Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Doctor's Log, Helldate 2020. Right now, health and medical industries are feeling the pressure of the COVID-19 outbreak. Doctors are feeling that pressure. Nurses are feeling that pressure. I'm definitely feeling that pressure. And so I wanted to capture some of this journey. It's a log of this scary adventure we're all on together. I'm Esther Chu, MD, and this is my doctor's log. Go subscribe on radio.com and wherever you get your podcasts.
We saved serious cash with our Progressive Home and Auto Bundle and used the money to buy a new boat.
Who's ready to water ski?
This is not a real testimonial. Sure, customers can save big money with Progressive, but not enough for a new boat. They'll probably spend it on rent or gas money or maybe one of those little plastic wading pools for the yard.
Ahoy there!
Is what the captain might say. On the toy boat. In your wading pool. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Life has changed almost overnight.
Yeah, you have a lot of questions. We are going to try to get you some answers. I'm Mike Simpson.
And I'm Charles Feldman. Together, we host Coronavirus Daily, a podcast designed to help us all get through this crisis together.
We go around the world and talk to some of the top experts out there. So think of this as a guide for you and your family. Multiple ways to listen: radio.com, the radio.com app, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, and Stitcher.
Remember, that's Coronavirus Daily.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
We know staying in is a little easier when you can grill out. That's why Ace will help you get a great grill for your family from the best brands like Big Green Egg, Traeger, and Weber. And with your local Ace right in your neighborhood, we'll assemble and deliver your grill for free. Then, to make it even easier, we'll include free fuel to help you get grilling. The brands you love and the service you trust, only at Ace. Offer valid for Ace Rewards members through May 31st on grills and accessories $3.99 and up. Propane tank not included. See participating stores for scheduling or exclusions.
To take this station with you wherever you go, download the radio.com app today and listen to this station and over 300 other stations. With the radio.com app, you can favorite your top stations for easy access and receive alerts with breaking news, contest opportunities, and more. To favorite a station, just click on the heart icon in the upper left-hand corner of your favorite station's logo. Go to your app store or radio.com/download and start listening today. Radio.com.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
You've heard that Major League Sports, for example, I think rightly so, have said probably can't get crowds together in a stadium, but they can run their games and televised and so on. And that's true with horse racing potentially as well. So we're definitely having conversations. The racing board, our office, as well as the leaders in the horse racing industry, including harness racing.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. And of course, you hear the governor of the fine state of Illinois talking about the return of horse racing. We got great news yesterday, which is the Belmont Stakes is going to be run on June 20th, and we are delighted to welcome in Howard Sudbury. He joins us on the Alpamonte Ford Hotline, Alpamonte Ford in Melrose Park. Howard, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Howard.
Good morning, Mully. David, how are you? I'm doing well. Thanks. Healthy? Happy?
Yeah,
happy might be a stretch, but...
Well, we saw you all over The Last Dance, and we were joking about it a couple minutes ago that I think the camera followed you more than Jordan, because they kept showing the back of your head. Every time I turned around, I'm like, there's Howard. I was so excited to see you, but they never interviewed you, and they never really gave you like any good airtime.
No, they were too busy interviewing all the ESPN guys that weren't around during these Last Dance. So those of us that really knew what was going on, they didn't talk to. So many of us were attached to Jordan's hip from 1984 until 1999. And I tell you what, every time there was a shot of me, my phone just blew up with people sending frame grabs.
You know, Howard, we want to get to the horse racing stuff, but while we're talking about The Last Dance, also one of those photos in the Tribune was you talking to Gus Lett, one of the security guards that was featured prominently in one of the episodes. And I think that when you saw that, that had to kind of resonate with you. But as you watched all 10 hours, what was the thing, or maybe several things that stood out to you that as you reminisced, you thought that, boy, that really was special?
Well, first of all, let me touch on Gus. Gus was a special guy, a Chicago cop, a sergeant. He was so good to me, you know, Gus and CT, Michael's security guys. And we spent so much time with them because, you know, they weren't in practice. So they'd be out wait with us, and they were great guys. And, you know, they made us feel part of it. And really, Gus, he always told me which way Michael was going to go when he left press conferences. So he was on my side, and it was a wonderful guy. But the series overall, the 10 parts of it, I think the most enlightening thing was really what it takes to win a championship, the attention to detail, how you have to be driven like Jordan was to win one of them, let alone six in that era. It takes so much. Emotionally, it takes so much in practice. It takes really, you know, every ounce of what you have to win it. So I think that's what was most enlightening to most people.
Yeah, it was really something special. The fact that they got him to sit down and talk to them was really cool. And some of the behind the scenes stuff was great. I wanted more of that and more of Mike talking. And I just thought there were a couple of times throughout the thing where you know, you couldn't help but sort of time travel, you know, go back and remember where and what it was like to be there. And it was just a ton of fun to have that, to kind of watch and go over after every Sunday night.
Well, you know, our lives, I don't think about it very often. It was over 20 years ago, but right. Our lives, those of us that were close to it, were consumed by it. But you know, the entire city was consumed by it. And with The Last Dance, I think that a whole new generation of Bulls and Jordan fans have come along. And the feeling in Chicago was like on Sunday when the show was coming on, it was like they were actually playing that night, like tip off.
Yep.
And it was a TV show about something that happened 22 years ago that we know the ending.
You know, that's great, and that we're going to miss it so much next Sunday night. I mean, where's my Last Dance, Howard? Somebody,
we've got Man's Best Friend. We've got Netflix.
Yeah, exactly. As somebody who works in the horse racing industry, Howard, what was significance of yesterday, Belmont's moving to June 20th and finally getting a date on the calendar and what that means for the sport?
Well, I think it just shows you how different this year is, and that I don't even look at the Triple Crown now as a series. I think it's three individual races. You know, really, as far as the general public goes, the attention comes to the Preakness and the Belmont when you have a horse going to the Triple Crown that has won the Kentucky Derby. So I look at them as three standalone events. The Belmont is still a big deal in horse racing. I think it's right to run it at a mile and an eighth because the horses really haven't been trained to run a mile and a half, the usual distance this year. So I think it's a good thing. I think it's a positive thing.
Will we get more likely to have a Triple Crown winner given the fact that you won't have that that backstretch on the Belmont, right? You won't have to worry about making the distance after, you know, the race is coming one after the other, and now they're spread out. I mean, we'll see how the maturity of the horses affects that, and you know, if there's a late bloomer. I just don't know. I'm trying to picture the Preakness as the last race of the Triple Crown with those tight rails.
Well, it's not going to be the same, as I said. I don't know that the trainers are going to train their horses. There's such a period of time between when the Belmont's going to be run and when the Preakness is going to be run. So I don't know if they're going to keep the horses in training and eye all three races. You know, somebody wins the Kentucky Derby with a 3-year-old in September. they might just skip the Preakness and look at the Breeders' Cup after that, which would be a logical next step. So it's going to be completely different this year. The only thing we know for sure is that Bob Baffert will train the winner of all three races with three different horses.
Yeah, exactly. Howard, locally, when will Arlington return to racing, and what's the latest there?
Well, I've been out of touch on it for a couple of months, but from what I understand, they're talking about trying to do like a 30-day meet in August and September without fans. So can you imagine the Arlington Million without fans? Most racetracks are used to running without fans during the best of times, but Arlington isn't. There's a Illinois Racing Board meeting this Friday, and I think that's going to tell us a lot about what's going to go on and, you know, whether it be possible or not. But the governor is, you know, given the green light. So if Churchill Downs Incorporated decides to move forward with an Arlington meet, I think it's possible.
It's fascinating because there is still racing different places around the world, different places around the country, and they're doing pretty well with it. I mean, the book is there's a lot of people looking for some action that are investing in some horse racing.
Yeah, well, Churchill Downs opened last Saturday, and listen to this: they had $14 million wagered on their races. It was what would have been Preakness Day, and the comparable day a year ago, there was $5 million wagered on their races. So there aren't as many tracks running now, so the spotlight is on the few that are running. So it just shows you that there is a thirst out there for horse racing, and really, I think the business is healthier than people think. There are just too many racetracks.
So before we let you go, Howard, as somebody who spent a career in Chicago in sports broadcasting, you know the terrain as well as anybody in town. What do you think will be the first sport to return?
It looks to me like I would think baseball would be the first one to return. Basketball, I would just, if I were them, I would think about next season instead of throwing together some kind of a playoff for last season. I don't even remember who was any good last year now. So I think I would just move on and, punt at this point. So I'd say baseball would be the most likely, wouldn't you?
We're hoping,
you know, but the impasse makes you wonder.
Right. They're arguing. Well,
it does. Yeah, they are. And, players are going to be concerned about, getting quarantined and being, sequestered and off by themselves, away from their families. So there's a lot of, there's a lot of talking to be done. But I think they'll get it done, and there'll be some kind of a season.
Howard, thanks a ton. We always love talking to you. Appreciate all your insights, buddy.
Thanks, Howard.
Okay, guys. Thank you. Anytime.
That's Howard Sudbury. Always a joy to talk to him. And, I got to tell you, David, I hope he's right. I hope it is baseball, because sometimes as we get into the weeds in this conversation, it drives me a little bit crazy. When you talk about the actual teams and you start talking about what could be, I just want to see him play. And,
right.
I've been thinking about it. I don't think David Ross is the answer to who you want to see, but wouldn't there be sort of a Forrest Gump witness to history element if you got someone like that who wasn't a star but was around all the stars? Wouldn't that be kind of fun?
I just want to see baseball. I just want to be able to talk about the sport without worrying about 67-page protocols and 12-page financial documents and the smoking gun of an email and these kind of things, which are necessary, but they get tiresome. And tomorrow we'll talk about it some more. Hopefully there'll be progress to talk about.
Nice to have some good news. And want to thank everyone for calling and texting and emailing.
Most of all, thank you for listening.
Means a lot to us. Thanks for listening. Thanks to our guy, Dustin Rhodes.
I can't imagine the owners opening the kimono enough.
He opens the kimono, that's for sure. And thanks to you, Kevin.
You have nobody guarding your potatoes.
Yes, keep that kimono closed. And Ray, bless you, sir.
Kelsey Gabbert, I don't know her at all.
David, have a great day, buddy.
You too, Mully.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio, 6-7 of the Score.
That segment brought to you by CarX Tire and Auto.
End the story.
I see you soon, baby.
If it is to be said, so it be. So it is.
No matter what side of town you're from,
no matter what team you root for,
if it's from Chicago, we've got you covered. 670 The Score is Chicago sports. Chicago sports is 670 The Score, dominating the Chicago sports landscape for nearly three decades. A radio.com sports station.
Let's say you just bought a house. Bad news is, you're one step closer to becoming your parents. You'll proudly mow the lawn. Ask if anybody noticed you mowed the lawn. Tell people to stay off the lawn. Compare it to your neighbor's lawn. And complain about having to mow the lawn again. Good news is, it's easy to bundle home and auto through Progressive and save on your car insurance. Which, of course, will go right into the lawn. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and other insurers. Discount not available in all states or situations.
Healthcare is very local. We know how it's actually being consumed in Illinois, in Chicago, in Evanston, in Springfield, in every single county. That deep knowledge helps us deliver greater value to all of our customers. My name is Steve Hammond, president of Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Illinois. We're deeply embedded in our communities and feel the obligation to continue to create new value and drive lower healthcare prices, greater access to coverage, and better health outcomes for all of our customers. We treat every interaction with our customer as something that is very deeply personal. And that's the major difference. We're not trying to get through that call to get another one. We want to engage with that member to find out exactly what issue we can help them resolve. We're a fabric of these communities. That's what sets us apart.
Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Illinois, a division of Healthcare Service Corporation, a mutual legal reserve company.
Switch to Sprint and get our best unlimited deal ever. Four lines of unlimited for just $100 a month. If that's not enough, we're throwing in four Samsung Galaxy phones on us. Shop from the comfort of your home at Sprint.com, call 800-SPRINT-1, or come see us in our stores.
Phone after $35.42 per month credit for 18 months credit. Apply within two bills. If canceled early, remaining balance due. Unlimited basic after 7/31/21. Pay $35 per month per line with auto pay. Data deprioritization during congestion. Coverage and offer not available everywhere. Excludes taxes, fees, and roaming. Speed maximums, use rules, $30 activation fee, and restrictions apply.
The Score thanks all the essential workers, medical professionals, and first responders during these unprecedented times.
It's David Haw. Thank you.
Pat Hughes here. I just want to say thank you.
Chuck Swirsky here. A big thank you.
Lawrence Holmes here. Thanks to all of you.
Ron Coomer here. Thanks.
Dan Bernstein here. Thanks for all you do.
We appreciate all you do. Thank you from all of us at 670 The Score.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
We know staying in is a little easier when you can grill out. That's why Ace will help you get a great grill for your family from the best brands like Big Green Egg, Traeger, and Weber. And with your local Ace right in your neighborhood, we'll assemble and deliver your grill for free. Then, to make it even easier, we'll include free fuel to help you get grilling. The brands you love and the service you trust, only at Ace. Offer valid for Ace Rewards members through May 31st on grills and accessories $3.99 and up. Propane tank not included. See participating stores for scheduling or exclusions.
Every home has have-to-dos and probably some want-to-dos. The Home Depot can help you do both with the things you need to make things work a little better or take care of something you've been meaning to do. Maybe do something to start summer. We have the low prices to make it all doable. Order online and get free delivery on orders over $45. Whatever you need to do or want to do, we can help you get it done. The Home Depot, how doers get more done. Some delivery exclusions apply.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Hall, mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
David Ross, he, of course, the Cubs manager. To start spring training, you know, we sit down and you watch the World Series. And how do they get everyone to feel those emotions?
Those moments for me are just reminders about, you know, what the goal is. And really, it's about a lot more than just the fundamentals of baseball. It's about connecting with a group of men. It's about the ups and downs of a season, knowing some things are going to go wrong, and continue to overcome adversity. You know, those are the things I like to talk about. Obviously, we have a lot of talented players here, but the things that's really going to push us forward is, you know, connecting with each other, caring about one another, becoming family inside that locker room so that when those tough times hit and that adversity hits, we stick together and continue to focus on the task at hand.
Mully and Hall, mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
Does someone in your family have a drug or alcohol problem? Can you see what it's doing to you? If you're hurting and confused about drug or alcohol abuse and its effects on your family, let Families Anonymous help you. Families Anonymous offers direct help to family and friends.